Good afternoon, I'm Tom Lounges, and it's time to take a look at the art. And today, something different. There's no celebrity guest this program. Just me and Dan Clark hanging out in the studio and playing songs in tribute to those fighting forces of the USA. Memorial Day weekend is all about the American heroes who have suffered and died for the sake of this country and its people, and that includes our police officers, firefighters, first responders, and of course, all those in the military. They serve and protect we the people, and today we're going to remember them as we head into Memorial Day. And to pay equal tribute to all the different branches of the military, we're going to do a medley of the Armed Forces theme songs. Remembering all of our armed services, that is a special medley put together by the bands of the U.S. Army as we start off our Memorial Day show, actually Memorial Weekend show. It's not quite the day yet. But Memorial Day, do you remember, Dan, it's probably before your time, what it used to be called?
No, I don't. I've always thought it was Memorial Day.
No, sir. It was called Decoration Day.
Interesting.
And that originated back in the Civil War era to pay tribute. And in the 20th century, the holiday had been extended to honor Americans who had perished in any U.S. conflict, not just the Civil War. Mm. And it, at some point, became Memorial Day. Of course, everyone thinks of Memorial Day as the unofficial kickoff to summer, and everyone's all fired up about grilling, as we will later with Chef Nick, and swimming and lemonade and, you know, getting together with old friends. And it's a party weekend that everyone looks forward to. But I think it's important that we remember the reason for the holiday, and that is so many people have died for this country, not just the military, but so many in the military.
Sure.
But also firefighters, as we mentioned, police officers, first responders, everyday heroes. And I think this is a day that we should remember all of them. And there's actually George W. Bush enacted a thing that on Memorial Day itself at 3 p.m., no matter where you're at, you're supposed to stop for 60 seconds and think in silence.
Have a moment of silence.
And I think that was a great piece of legislature. I really hope that people do it.
Yeah. You know,
pay attention to it. It's asking for 60 seconds of your time. Mm-hmm. And as I said, we're not going to talk a lot today. We have no guests today. We're going to play music. And we're going to play this one for all the American soldiers. This is Toby Keith.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier,
American soldier, that is Toby Keith. And you know, Dan, it's as we were researching this, of course, I love all styles of music. It's interesting to find that, and it's not surprising either, that country artists seem to have the more patriotic streak.
Sure. Yeah.
There's an awful lot of anti-war songs, which, hey, I'm not for war. Mm-hmm. I'm just for celebrating the lives of these people.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of anti-war songs out there that aren't necessarily, you know, reflecting of the troops themselves.
Sure.
I think everybody in the world, well, most of the sane people anyway, we know there's a lot of those that aren't, but a lot of the sane people would agree that, you know, war is not good at all. And,
yeah.
You know, it'd be great if we didn't have to have armies and troops and police and firefighters, and we lived in this utopia instead of dystopia mm-hmm. world. But unfortunately, we need them.
Right.
And, you know, so many have given so much. My dad fought in World War II and liberated Belgium, was part of the liberating force. And I remember hearing stories. And mm-hmm. But, you know, God bless our troops. And we're going to dedicate today to them. And again, to all the first responders, police and firefighters, we've got two songs.
And people who really do so much for this country.
And we don't think about them.
We don't. Not enough.
Until we need them.
Yeah.
Until sure. you press 911 right. and expect someone to be there and to walk mm-hmm. into hell for you.
Right. Right.
And we've got songs that we're going to play. We got one, a great one that respects the police, and also one for the firefighters we're going to get to shortly. But right now, this one kind of is an upbeat song. And again, it's another country artist, Aaron Tippin, and it's all about being proud of your country. And let's do that. This is Stars and Stripes and Where the Eagles Fly.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. There's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you've got pride and you're proud, you do. Hey, we could use some more like me and you. The stars and stripes and the eagle fly. Yes, there's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. Bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. No, it ain't the only place on earth, but it's the only place that I prefer to love my wife and raise my kids. Hey, the same way that my daddy did. Where the stars and stripes and the eagles fly. Where the stars and stripes and the eagles fly. We'll be right back.
the Stars and the Stripes and the Eagle Fly, Aaron Tippin. And it's all about this great land of ours. And, you know, Dan, you're old enough to remember 9/11, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. I was in eighth grade.
And that was a time in American history. It was the first time.
It was when it all changed.
It all changed. It really did. It became the world we live in now. And it was the first time we had a strike against this country since Pearl Harbor. And the first time ever on mainland. Mm-hmm. And we saw the fiber of the American spirit in New York. Very emotional. I was doing an interview, actually, with a celebrity that morning. And we're you know, I'm at home and he's at his home and we're talking on the phone. And he's like, oh, my God. And I'm thinking, did I ask a great question? What was going on? And he's like, is your TV? And I said, well, no, I'm doing an interview. He goes, well, turn it up, because he was turning his up. Yeah. And we sat there and we talked about what was going on.
Unbelievable.
And it was just crazy, you know.
Oh, that was that day sticks out so much for me just because of seeing the images of those planes going into the towers and the confusion, the chaos, the fear, and it changed everything for this country.
And well, the world too. I mean, look at what just happened in Manchester and what's happened everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's today, I understand it was something in Egypt. I mean, I don't have the whole story, but I understand it was some kind of issue in Egypt.
26 people killed.
It's insane. What's wrong with people? You know, we always think of America's heroes as the military. Mm-hmm. But at that moment with 9/11, we saw the firefighters, the paramedics, the police, the National Guard, the Port Authority step up.
Sure.
In a way that they had never been asked to step up before. And we lost a lot of people. So we're going to play this one. It's a song from my good friend Charlie Daniels that he wrote after watching 9/11 on the news, and it's called The Last Fallen Hero.
Oh, the cowards came by morning and attacked without a warning, leaving flames and death and chaos in our streets. And in the middle of this fiery hell, brave heroes fell. In the skies of Pennsylvania, on a plane bound for destruction, with the devil and his angels at the wheel. They never reached their target on the ground. Brave heroes brought it down. This is a righteous cause, so without doubt or pause, I will do what my country asks of me. Make any sacrifice, we'll pay whatever price, so the children of tomorrow. Help us do our best. We will not slack or rest till the last fallen hero rests in peace. Now the winds of war are blowing, and there's no way of knowing where this bloody path we're traveling will lead. We must follow till the end, or face it all again. And make no mistake about it, write it, preach it, talk it, shout it, across the mountains and the deserts and the seas. The blood of innocence and shame will not be shed in vain. So without doubt or pause, I will do what my country asks to me. Make any sacrifice, we'll pay whatever price, so the children of tomorrow can be free. Lead on red, white, and blue, and we will follow.
The Last Fallen Hero. My friend Charlie Daniels, one of the true blue Americans that I know. That guy bleeds red, white, and blue. He had a song back in the day called In America, and it was all about, you know, we may fight amongst ourselves, but, you know, we'll all stick together. And that really, that was long before 9/11, but that notion came to fruition at 9/11, and then Charlie was watching, as America and the world was, the towers fall, and wrote that Last Fallen Hero. And again, it was firefighters and first responders and Port Authority officers and civilians. Look at the passengers on the flights who stepped up. So Memorial Day has become, I think, more than just the military. Of course, it started and is always about the military. But I think there's so many more heroes that we need to remember. And as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, we are going to remember the police officers and the firefighters that have fallen in service to this country. And this song we're going to play takes away from the military, kind of follows up with Charlie. It's called Everyday Heroes, and it was written in tribute to the dispatchers, the firefighters, the police, and the EMS. It's by an independent Canadian songwriter named Dave Carroll. And you probably have never heard this. You probably never heard of Dave Carroll. But it's an interesting song. It's called Everyday Heroes 9/11 Song. Or 911 song, whichever way you care to take it. Let's play it, Dan, and let's check it out.
The firefighters at the station, listen as the tone goes out. Fire alarms activated, and a building is showing smoke. And so the engine rolls to trouble again. There's people at the scene just watching, people running out for their lives. The firefighters get them and help them out and go looking for more inside, 'cause that's just what they do. These women, man, 'cause they made a promise, and here they come. Someone hurt and called 911, and the sirens saying hope is on the way. There's a hero racing to help a stranger today. Saturday night in the city, the cruiser gets a dispatch call. A little girl says her daddy's mad and drank a bunch of alcohol. And so they head away into trouble again. People at the house are screaming. Someone yells he's got a gun. A little girl full of panic cries out, Daddy, don't you shoot my mom. And that's where the cops come in. These women and men, 'cause they made a promise, and here they come. Someone heard and called 911. And the sirens saying hope is on the way. There's a hero racing to help a stranger today. When people in the world need saving, the saviors who answer the call don't get paid anymore for danger. Get to pick the ones they want. They just go to where the few will go. Maybe lay it all on the line as they do their job. Do it one more time. 'Cause they made a promise, and here they come. Someone heard and called 911, and the sirens saying hope hope is on the way. There's a hero racing to help a stranger today. There's a hero racing to help a stranger.
Another moving song, Dave Carroll, independent singer-songwriter, recording artist out of Canada, and kind of sums it all up there for America's heroes that are not in the military but are first responders. On that note, we're going to salute our fallen police in just a moment here with a song called Thin Blue Line, which is Eddie Bush. I want to remind everyone, I just got a text from a Facebook post. You can go on my Facebook page and see it. There's a candlelight vigil tomorrow evening for all the fallen officers in Lake County, Indiana. And that is happening at the Lake County Sheriff Police Building at 2293 North Main Street in Crown Point. And I understand it kicks off 7 p.m., it looks like. I believe there's going to be, let me read this real quick. Just got this. There's a candlelight ride for all the motorcycle friends, and then there's going to be a service there as well. You can, if you're on Facebook, just go to Candlelight Vigil, All Fallen Officers, and you should be able to find this, or go to my Facebook page, Tom Lounges, and it is posted along with the show information here. So we may or may not be able to reach somebody to give us a little more details in just a bit. But
sounds like a great event.
It does. I went to one of these many years back, and it was a very short ceremony, but we've been losing way too many people.
It's a good way to kind of talk to people, too, and honor the victims.
Get to know them.
Yeah.
You know, I had a personal experience last November. I was gone for a while. My wife's first cousin, Detective Benjamin Marconi of the San Antonio Police Department, was, there's no other way to put it, was assassinated while serving the city of San Antonio. And we flew out for the memorial, and there were thousands of people. The governor was there, and every state sent police officers in their respective cars to be a part of this. They shut down the highways for the procession to get to the church, and there was firefighters, garbage trucks, construction trucks, all above the bridges and the overpasses. And I have some pictures. I'm going to have to post those again. I have some pictures that we took that were just breathtaking. And I've never seen an outpouring and something that was so touching as that memorial service. We're going to send this out to all the fallen officers and all their families. This is Eddie Bush and the Thin Blue Line.
Was one of Carolina's finest. He was proud to wear the badge and drive the black and white. He was an honest man, a good husband, and a father. He read his daughter's stories when she went to bed at night, and he made sure to tell his wife that he loved her. Told her to feel good about the way he spent his life. And he called himself a man of education, 'cause every other night he taught somebody else how to see wrong and right. And he said, if anything ever happens, just be proud of me. I did my best every time. I walk the thin blue line. All I wanted to do was care for my family and give the world a little more light while I walk the thin blue line. Stephen was a beat cop down in Charleston. From the meetings Street Extension to the City Market Light. He knew the freaks out on every corner and the rats in every crevice he knew where to find. And he held his gun with the right kind of confidence when the siren started crying and the night was feeling tight. And sometimes his wife would have a hard time sleeping, 'cause she knew a man was out there somewhere, keeping rule in the night. And he said, anything ever happens, just be proud of me. I give my best every time I walk the thin blue line. All I wanted to do was care for my family and give the world a little more light while I walk the thin blue line. It was late on a Thursday when he was called to action. A robbery in progress, and he was the first on sight. And he never saw the man behind the counter, never had a chance to tell his wife and child goodnight. And through her tears she knew somewhere someone was thankful for the life that he had given to uphold what was right. After all, he was a man of education, helping us all to see a better way of life. And she would hear him say, if anything ever happens, just be proud of me. I give my best every time I walk the thin blue line. All I wanted to do was care for my family and give the world a little more light while I walk the thin blue line. If anything ever happens, just be proud of me. I give my best every time I walk the thin blue line.
The Thin Blue Line, that's Eddie Bush, and that is going out to all the fallen officers across the country, especially in memory of Detective Benjamin Marconi of the San Antonio Police Department. We have been paying tribute to all the heroes, the fallen heroes of America, the military branches, the firefighters, the first responders, the police officers, and the one thing they have in common, besides serving, is that they gave their all. And we're going to send this one out to them. It's one I'm sure everybody knows. It's Billy Ray Cyrus and Some Gave All.
I knew a man, called him Sandy Kane. Few folks even knew his name. But a hero, yes, was he. Left a boy, came back a man. Still many just don't understand about the reasons we are free. I can't forget the look in his eyes or the tears he cried as he said these words to me. All gave some gave all, some stood through for the red, white, and blue, and some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all you love.
call. Some give all, Sandy Cane is no longer here, but his words are oh so clear as they echo throughout our land. For all his friends who gave us all, who stood the ground and took the fall to help their fellow man. Love your country and live with pride, and don't forget those who died. America, can't you see? All gave some, and some gave all, and some stood through for the red, white, and blue, and some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Some gave all. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Yes, recall. Some give all. Some give all.
That's a song that certainly touched the souls of Americans when it first came out a number of years ago. Follow-up to Achy Breaky Heart, of course, a popular dance song, and then he comes back with that in honor of our troops. That's Billy Ray Cyrus and Some Gave All. Speaking of early songs in careers, when Dennis DeYoung first went solo, his first album had a song in tribute to his friends who had died in Vietnam. And we're going to play this song for all the troops, but especially for those in Vietnam. It's about the wall. The Black Wall.
Black wall,
my God.
Black wall. boy for a 21 gun salute. Call for the ticker tape and assemble all the troops. Not a word about dominoes or the horrors of Nepal. Let Johnny come marching home and greet him with a prayer and a song. For the boys of Vietnam, the boys of Vietnam. Oh, oh, Nello, Nello, let Johnny come back to the war.
Dennis DeYoung on the south side of Chicago, remembering the Vietnam veterans that have fallen in Black Wall. We're going to take a trip to Arlington in just a few moments with Trace Atkins. And before we do that, I'd like to send this out to the families of the military. This is a song that kind of reflects their views, their thoughts. It's a song that was a minor hit for a young lady named Shelley Wright, and it's called The Bumper of My SUV. And listen to it. I think you'll find it pretty interesting.
I've got a bright red sticker on the back of my car. Says United States Marines. And yesterday a lady in a minivan held up her middle finger at me. Does she think she knows what I stand for? Or the things that I believe. Just by looking at a sticker for the U.S. Marines on the bumper of my SUV. See my brother Chris, he's been in for more than 14 years now. Dad was in the Navy during Vietnam. Did his duty, then he got out. And my grandpa earned his Purple Heart on the beach of Normandy. That's why I've got a sticker for the U.S. Marines on the bumper. That's why I've got a sticker for the U.S. Marines on the bumper of my SUV. 'Cause I've been says she don't like my sticker for the U.S. Marines on the bumper of my SUV.
I love that song, and that's Shelley Wright, Bumper of My SUV. And again, judging people by the sticker on their car. And here's a woman, obviously, that had personal impact with the military over the years with her family, her father, her brother.
It's never good to judge.
It's never like good that. To judge. Yeah. You haven't walked in someone's shoes. And I did tell you that we're going to take a trip to Arlington, which, of course, is where the heroes lie.
I never thought that this is where I'd settle down. Thought I'd die an old man back in my hometown. They gave me this plot of land, me and some other men, for a job well done. There's a big white house, it's on a hill just up the road. The man inside, he cried the day they brought me home. They folded up a flag, told my mom and dad, we're proud of your son. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best company. I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace, I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. I remember Daddy brought me here when I was 8. We searched all day to find out where my granddad lay. And when we finally found that cross, he said, son, this is what it cost to keep us free. Here I am a thousand stones away from him. He recognized me on the first day I came in, and it gave me a chill when he clicked his heels and saluted me. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best of company. And I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace, I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. And every time I hear 21 guns, I know they brought another hero home to us. We're thankful for those, thankful for the things we've done. We can rest in peace, 'cause we are the chosen ones. We made it to Arlington. Yeah, dust to dust, don't cry for us. We made it to Arlington.